General George Casey says frequent and lengthy 15-month deployments of troops fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan have taken a toll on the Army, leaving soldiers physically exhausted and emotionally stressed out.
You are seeing the signs of a force that is stretched and under stress. And the Secretary and I monitor these and other trends on a very regular basis. And it is something that we are all very concerned about and watch very closely.
In testimony before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, General Casey and Army Secretary Pete Guerin said the Army hopes to reduce the length of a soldier's stay in Iraq and Afghanistan from 15 months to 12 months by July. Also, he said, the Army wants to give soldiers more than a year back home in the United States before having to return to the war zones. However, he said, both measures would depend on improved security conditions in the war zones. Senators on the panel questioned the Army leaders about mental health and family issues facing troops. They noted increases in the number of suicides and a jump in the divorce rate among returning soldiers. Army Secretary Guerin said it is not surprising to see some of those numbers rise, adding that the Army is working to establish more programs to help soldiers deal with such issues when they return home.
The suicides, we've watched the divorce rates. We've seen an increase in the number of divorces among females. We've got family programs, chaplain programs, and other support programs to try to address that. We have mental health issues and increase of numbers of soldiers that have sought treatment for mental health. We're trying to staff up and do a better job of meeting those needs.
Guerin says the Army wants to add more programs and called on lawmakers to approve the Army's $141 billion budget for 2009. The Defense Department has projected 140,000 U.S. troops will be in Iraq in July and 32,000 in Afghanistan. Pentagon officials have stressed that the numbers could change depending on security conditions. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.